Hey everyone, you are listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph and I am your host. Welcome to episode 29. Well, hello everyone. If you can hear it in my voice, I do apologize. I have been sick. So this episode is a little bit late. Okay, maybe a lot late, and I apologize for that. I was pretty sick over the last weekend, and so I didn't get to recording, and I'm still sick now, but I'm feeling good enough to record. I mean, I went to work Wednesday through Friday anyway, and even worked overtime on Friday, but I still have this... the nasally thing. So I do apologize that my voice is not all the way there. Hopefully it's not too annoying. It's already annoying me. So some updates to the podcast. So there may be some changes coming to Magic Key Adventures, you guys, and I'm very excited about these changes, and I hope that you will be too. I'm thinking about bringing on a co-host and being able to share Magic Key Adventures between me and this other person. Right now, we're still talking, and so I'm really hoping everything works out and you'll get to meet them soon. I hope that that sounds exciting to you guys, because I think this may bring a different aspect to the show and maybe even help it grow and give you guys more entertainment, basically. So if you're entertained by the trip reports that are already being done by me, you're really going to enjoy where this show is going to go. And I'm really excited. So look out for that. Be sure to follow on Instagram, because I probably will be talking about it a little bit more on Instagram. Let's get to poll and question. So in the last episode, I asked, have you ever encountered bad service at a sit-down restaurant at the Disneyland Resort? And tell me about it. So this came on the heels of the episode where I told you about everything that happened at Lamplight Lounge and all of that good stuff. So I did get a response from Michaela. She says, I don't think I have, but Disney cast members really seem to make the best of it when people do. That's so magical of them to turn a negative experience into a positive one for the guests. I agree, Michaela. I really did appreciate everything that they did for us. And I'm really happy with the outcome of the situation. It sucked in the moment, but you know, they took care of us and I really did appreciate that. And then the poll says, if your server ignored you, what would you do? And the choices were get up and leave, get their attention, or speak to a manager. So 75% said get their attention and 25% said speak to a manager. You guys are better people than me, because I was like, is that my waitress? I mean, it says a girl's name, and that's a, and you know, there's a young lady like in front of us, you know, helping other people. Anyways, so I'm really excited to tell you guys about our last trip. Our last trip was about us remembering Cheryl and any of you guys who did send us those good thoughts, those prayers, those, you know, all of those positive things. I really do appreciate it, because we had an amazing trip, you guys. We had an amazing trip and I had so much fun, and I feel like my brother had a lot of fun and he did really well, even with people asking us questions and stuff like that, which we'll get into. I don't know if we'll get into it this episode or the next one, but It went really well. So I will give you that heads up, that little spoiler at least, that the trip was successful and we all had a great time. And so, yeah, well, let's get into the episode, guys. So we started this trip on a Saturday. We drove up on Saturday, February 10th, just so that we could get a head start on both days, on both Sunday and Monday. Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday. So we already had expectations of the parks possibly being busy, and especially being busy on Monday because they were going to have the cavalcade for the Super Bowl winner. So all of our expectations were already set. We all knew what was going on, and we made sure to keep updated on all the latest and greatest, right? So we drive up there in the evening on Saturday. Everybody's schedule and my household just kind of aligned that way. So that's how we went up there. GPS took me through San Diego, and we got there in the evening. So for this trip, we stayed at the Portofino Inn and Suites. That hotel is located on Harbor, a little closer to the Catella Cross Street, basically. So not too far. It's about two blocks. I don't feel like the walk is really bad. I think it's a pretty nice walk. And it's on the side of Disneyland, so you're not crossing on the other side and doing a whole bunch of crosswalks, which my husband really appreciated. He was just like, it's just a straight shot and then, you know, you walk into the Disneyland Resort. So he didn't mind the walk, and so that was good. Our room, this is actually the second time that I've stayed at the Portofino, and so this time my husband was there. The thing about the Portofino is they do have family suites, and I love that. We stayed in a king bed with a twin bunk bed set up, and it's basically like a two-room suite. It's not very large. As a two-room suite that I've seen, you know, in the past, but it's not bad. It's not cramped. And there's a door that can separate you and the kids' room, essentially. There's also a pull-out couch and a little table. There's still the whole like mini bar type of thing where it has the fridge and a microwave. I believe there was a microwave. Was there a microwave? I honestly can't remember, you guys. Maybe, maybe not. I'll have to consult my husband and see if he remembers. And then, so I ended up getting this room through Getaway Today. So I got a couple of water bottles and some lanyards upon arrival. So that was a very nice touch. The room overall is clean. It's spacious enough for everybody. In a room that I had stayed in before, there was two sinks, and this one only had one sink. So, I would have preferred to have two sinks just, you know, so people can brush their teeth as people are in the shower and all that stuff. So, but it is a tub shower situation, and that works out too, because, you know, I have a toddler, who takes baths, and then, me and my husband ended up soaking our feet every night in the bathtub. I had brought little Epsom salts, and that really helped save our feet during the trip. So, yeah, that's our hotel. If you have any questions about our hotel, feel free to reach out via email or DM me on Instagram. So once we got there, we just went to eat. There was an IHOP right across the street from us, which was super convenient. We did end up taking the stroller with us. So what they did is they had us park the stroller like in the entrance. So we just folded it up so that it wasn't in everybody's way, because we have a jogging stroller. So those are pretty big. And so we folded it up and made sure it was out of the way. And then we went and sat at our table. Not a lot of people in this IHOP. I want to say we were there about like 6:37 ish, and not a lot of people were in there. So we had excellent service and, you know, good food, and we were able to do that and, you know, smooth walk across the street. There is a CVS and a Walgreens on each side of that corner on Catella. So we ended up going into the CVS, which is right by our hotel, just to get a few essentials that we were going to need, especially for our picky eaters. So we made sure to get some snacks and some things for them to have in the morning and everything. So that's what we did. So the next day, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, we got up early. We really wanted to try to make rope drop, but, and we were almost there, guys. I think we entered the park at around 8:30, so not bad. We were going to be meeting my parents and my oldest son, Lewis, who came up with them because he had a prior commitment on Saturday. So, he came up with them because they were going to come up later. So we met in the Esplanade, and we were in the parks by 8:30. So not a bad morning. I really appreciate when my husband is with me when I'm trying to get, you know, everybody ready and early in the morning. He's a big help. So that was really good. That way we can take advantage of, you know, low wait times in the morning. One of the first things we did was get a ham and cheese empanada. So I had recently seen this on Instagram. This is why Instagram is so important, and to follow all your favorite Disney people, because you find out all about these new things, and I had no idea. DCA had a breakfast ham and cheese empanada, and the one that we got was over on Buena Vista. And it was just one of those snack vendors, and she had a sign that said that she had the empanada. So we went there, and that's what we had for breakfast. And it was super simple, literally ham and cheese. If you don't know what an empanada is, it's God, how do I explain it? It's kind of like a taco, but it's sealed. So it's kind of like a Hot Pocket, I guess. If you want to compare it to that, but it's in the shape of a taco, and it was very good. It was, I mean, it wasn't spectacular. It was nice to have a hot breakfast as you walk in. And so, yeah, that was nice. And the first thing we went to was Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. I felt so bad for Charlie on our last trip. He kept wanting to go on that ride, and we couldn't get on the ride because it was raining, right? So it was going to be all wet. So that was the first ride he chose. I did not get on that ride, and neither did my parents, but everybody else did. And I was still eating. That's why I didn't get on the ride with them. But yeah, so my husband took him on there, and Charlie came back super happy. Barely even a wait for that ride. I want to say it was like 5 or 10 minutes. After that, we decided to walk over to Little Mermaid. That had a very short wait time as well, early in the morning. And it was a ride that we could all get on. So we went over there. And so I was just showing my parents, you know, the difference of the Little Mermaid and how they changed the entrance and stuff like that. And my husband too, because he hadn't been there and seen it. So, so that was nice for them to get to see. And then we went on the ride and had a great time. After that, the kids wanted to go to Silly Symphony, so we told them, you know, go have at it. And when I say kids, I mean Lewis and Alex Jr. So yeah, I mean, when we do trips with my family, it's a lot of fun. We all allow each other to do what everybody wants to do, and we'll get on rides that we want to get on, and if we don't, we just kind of like hang back And that's just how we are. We for the most part, we stay as a group. We do venture off every once in a while, but it's really nice to have my parents, you know, an extra set of eyes. And and I love going to Disney with them. You know, I've done it my whole life, so I always love bringing them along and creating those memories with the kids. I don't know if you could hear screaming in the background. Those are my children playing downstairs. We'll say playing in quotes. So after they got off Silly Symphony, we got on Emotional Whirlwind because Charlie was saying that he wanted to get on it. So my parents decided that they wanted to get on it with him. So that's what we did. And we got on that ride. And it was a super short wait too. We got up there and they were already loading the little, I don't know, what would you call them? They're hot air balloon type of things, right? So not even a wait for that. It was really nice. And so then we walked through, you know, that section, walked towards the Incredicoaster and everything, and decided we were going to walk to Avengers Campus. My parents haven't been to California Adventure since it opened, so I wanted to take them and show them. Of course, I acted like a tour guide, showing them all around like I live there. I do, but you know. So that was fun. I got to show them around. And I think me and Alex had made a mobile order for coffee over at Schmoozie's, where he wanted coffee. I forgot what I ended up getting, because I don't think that they have a cold brew there. So I ordered him a coffee. He kept saying how he wanted coffee. And the coffee cart, the Joffrey's coffee cart, was just super busy. And there was no getting a mobile order. It literally said like 100 and something minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, so we didn't do that. So I was trying to find where else we could get a coffee. He was really wanting an Americana, so that was where I could find it. So I got him a coffee there. And then we went on to Monsters, Inc. and had fun saying hi to Mike and Sully. And after that, I had mobile ordered Charlie a hot dog because I wanted to make sure he was going to eat. So I mobile ordered a hot dog from Award Wieners. And he shared his film strip fries. If you've never had Award Wieners film strip fries, I highly recommend it. They are very, very good. They're just that perfect crisp on the outside, you know, smushy in the inside type of thing. I really enjoy them. After that, my husband said he was ready for some food. And the Lunar New Year Festival was happening at California Adventure during this time, so I was very, very excited to be able to have my husband there and experience his first festival. So, and he was ready for it, guys. He was ready. He had already looked at the foodie guide. He was so ready for this. And so we went on and went to the food booths. I bought a Sip and Saver pass for each of us. I figured he was going to use all of the tabs. And spoiler, we used almost all the tabs. We ended up coming home with still one. And it's not even tabs, you guys. So the Sip and Saver I got was actually digital. I don't know if you guys had heard that they kind of switched that over. I did see people with Sip and Savers with tabs on it. So usually they have these little tabs on the sides. And for Lunar New Year, you get six of them. So they're on each side of the lanyard. But ours was digital. So ours had a barcode and then a PIN number. So they would scan your barcode and then you would enter the PIN number that was on the back of your lanyard. So that's how mine worked. Usually what I like to do in these situations is I like to buy all of the food that I know that I want ahead of time and then just go and get it. But my husband wasn't sure how he was going to feel all day. So he decided he just wanted to do it one at a time at each booth at a time, which is fine too. It's a little harder on days when it's busy to do that, but he said he was willing to wait in line. So that's what we did. The food booths open at 10:30 in the morning. And since this was a Sunday, even before they were even open, lines were forming every single line was busy, every single food booth was busy. So just a heads up, if you're going to do these festivals on a weekend, they do get busy when they open, as soon as they open. So just a little heads up. And then even throughout the day, I will let you know, they were still pretty busy on this day. I don't know if it's just because it's a weekend, because it's Super Bowl weekend, but they tended to be busy all day. So the first thing he had, let's see. So the first thing he ended up having was from the Lucky Eight Lantern. We ordered the quesabirria egg roll and the mandarin orange mousse cake. So the mousse cake is something that me and the kids got last year. I wasn't a big fan of it, but he saw it and he really wanted to try it. So it's described in the food guide as layers of mandarin mousse with vanilla cake and clementine compote, finished with white chocolate crunch balls and a tangerine glaze. Him and Lewis really seemed to enjoy it, so I think it was a hit. And then because he's an adult, he also got an adult beverage. You cannot use your tabs on alcohol for your sip and saver, just in case you weren't aware of that. So we paid an additional price to get the alcohol. So he tried the mango melon cocktail, which was overproof rum, baijiu, I'm not sure what that is or if I'm pronouncing it correct, so sorry, mango nectar, rock melon syrup, and lime juice, topped with grapefruit soda and garnished with a lime wheel. I did try this one. It was okay. He seemed to enjoy it. We were all big fans of the quesabirria egg roll. Oh my gosh, I can't. It wouldn't even compute in my mind. Did you notice that? Quesabirria egg roll. So we all really enjoyed that. Me, my husband Alex, and Lewis all got to taste that. And we ended up getting it again the next day because it was just a big hit. It was so good. So we did that. And my parents just kind of hung out with us and watched us eat weird food. and so after that, let's see, what did we do? Oh, so Alex Jr. really wanted to go to Goofy Sky School. So he went and did that and did his single rider. And while we were waiting for him, me and my parents kind of like walked around. Everybody in our group was kind of taking different breaks, whether it was a bathroom break or went to a ride or sitting down. So instead of like standing in place, I was trying to find a place for me and my parents to sit down in the shade, because at this time it was kind of sunny. And so we walked over underneath the Silly Symphony swings. I thought for sure this was going to be the hidden gem that I needed. And you guys, there were so many people under there. I couldn't believe it. I was like, hey, this is my secret spot. But no, it's not my secret spot. Everybody knew about it. And not everybody. It's just, it seemed very full. All of the benches were full. And then there's also some food and wine tabletops over there too. So if you're looking for a place to eat, you can also go back there under the Silly Symphony. And so we just ended up walking around, just, you know, so we weren't stationary. My parents are in their late 60s. My mom just turned 70 in October. Actually, it was going to be my dad's birthday that week. My parents don't celebrate birthdays, but it was going to be a milestone. So my dad is very proud of the fact that he was born the same year that Disneyland opened. So that'll tell you how old he is. So I walked around with my parents and did all of that thing. And we ended up stopping over by the other side of Bing Bong's. And just a little cement area. And there happens to be kind of like this cast member entrance. You can tell like there's doors or whatnot. And we just, you know, sat there because there was a place to sit and it was shaded. And we were just sitting there minding our own business. And all of a sudden, the toy soldiers came out from Toy Story. And we got to watch a show sitting down. And it was the best thing ever, you guys. I've stood and watched the toy soldiers before over there in front of the Little Mermaid. That's where I've seen them the most set up their show. I've never actually seen them set up a show right there on Pixar Pier. So that was so cool. And yeah, so we just watched there and enjoyed the show. And while we were doing that, my husband and Lewis were in line getting some noodles from one of the food booths. Oh, shoot. I forgot to write this one down. I can't tell you the food booth it was at, but they ended up getting garlic noodles and a shrimp type of noodles. I didn't get a picture of those because they had gotten it without me. And then when they came and brought it, we were watching the show. So I never got pictures of it. So I didn't put it in my notes. Sorry, guys. But we did try the noodles. The garlic noodles were good, but just a little too much for me. But I really did enjoy I think it was like a shrimp lo mein type of thing. That was very, very good. So I did really enjoy that. And I think my husband had gotten another drink. Ugh, but I forgot what it was. Sorry, guys. That's the bad reporting from this episode. I apologize. But as soon as the show was over, we decided to, let's see, what did we do? We ordered some food from Flo's. And my parents were ordering food for my niece, Michaela, and her husband, Jordan, because they were coming in that day. And they didn't have tickets for the park that day, but they really wanted their quesadilla tacos from, what's that restaurant? Now I am blinking, but it's in San Francisco. But the restaurant there in San Francisco that has the quesadilla tacos, my niece really wanted those. So my parents made a mobile order for her and her husband, and they were going to go and get that and take that out to them at the hotel that they were staying at. So my parents, my brother and his friend, my niece Michaela and her husband, they all stayed in the same hotel. They were staying over in the Element over on Clementine. So they weren't that far away from the parks either. So so they went over and met my niece at the hotel. And that's when we went to Cars Land. And while we were waiting for Alex's mobile order, because we were ordering for him, he was hungry. He's not into the whole festival of Asian food. So we had to get him something different. And of course, he wanted the chicken fenders from Flo's V8 Cafe. So that's what we ordered for him. And while we were waiting for the mobile order, we went across to the Radiator Springs Curios, which is basically a replica of Lizzie's shop from the Cars movie. And it's the cutest thing. And so we went in there, and that's where Charlie got to pick out his toy. He found a toy from Cars on the Road, that TV show. It's a little T-Rex type of car toy. And Alex Jr. ended up buying one of those leather bracelets from outside of the shop. And while I was there, I decided to add a new pin to my backpack. I found this really nice Madame Leota pin in the shop, so I got that. I also got a couple of mystery pins. One I gave to Lewis, and one I will be doing as part of my giveaway. And as part of my giveaway, I did also buy another keychain, a Cars keychain. I fell in love with it. I may end up keeping it. We'll see. It'll either be a prize or the host is going to keep it. So. But it's super cute. So I bought those things for once I get to 500 followers. I'm almost there, guys. Almost there. So after that, we went over to Flo's and picked up the order and sat down and took a break for a while Alex Jr. ate. And that was, I think that was California Adventure for us. So after that, let's see. So as we were leaving California Adventure, actually, because I was telling them how I wanted to go to the Grand Californian because they had Valentine's Day treats, and I had seen some donuts that just looked delicious, and I really wanted to get my hands on those. So I was like, can we please go over there? I really want to do that. And they indulged me. So as we were leaving, we did stop at another food booth. This one I did write down for you guys. So we stopped at the Red Dragon Spice Traders. My husband decided he was going to go ahead and try something that had no meat in it. If you guys have listened to any of my episodes where I talk about him or food or he talks about food, you know he is a meat eater and he doesn't really like the fake stuff, but he decided he was going to try it. So he tried the spicy fried rice with tofu and crispy peas. And then he also got the red spice fried chicken bites, which was fried chicken chicharrones in spicy red chili sauce. He also indulged in another alcoholic beverage and ordered the guava whiskey cocktail. I don't remember if I tried that one. I don't think I did. I did, however, try the rice from the spicy fried rice, and that was really spicy, at least for me. I didn't try the tofu. I don't think I would like the texture. Yes, that's where my kids get it from. But I did try the chicken bites, and that was super spicy too. So I kind of gave up my fork at that point, and I said, you guys have at it. So they had that, and after that we left California Adventure and walked over to the Grand Californian. The Grand Californian has, or had, because I think Lunar New Year is over now, this beautiful paper dragon display that basically took up their entire lobby, and it was gorgeous. Gorgeous. I'm so glad that I got to see it in person. There are so many pictures on the internet, so I didn't take a picture. I know Lowe's took a couple of pictures, good for him. But I didn't, just because I had seen it already all over Instagram. So I didn't, but I did appreciate it, and it looked gorgeous. So since I'm not always the smartest person, I really assumed that the donuts that I wanted to get were going to be at the cart that's inside the lobby of the Grand Californian. So when I went there, I was like, oh, they don't have donuts. I wonder if they ran out. They did, however, still have all of their, they have this milk and cookie type of shot glassy thing. It's not really a glass. It's a cookie in the shape of a shot glass. And you could either put milk in it, which I did talk about in the episode that I did with my solo trip with Charlie. Or they could put liqueur in it. Like they'll put Bailey's, or I think they have a couple of different choices. So I was there at that cart, and they did not have the donuts there. They did have a lot of other cute, good stuff. So I ended up buying a cookie, a Mickey-shaped cookie there. However, I did ask the cast member that was there if there was donuts and where they were. So they did direct me to the Craftsman. I had never been over there before. So I was like, okay, cool. So I walked over and I was trying to find it. And so there's a Craftsman bar that's over by the pool in the Grand Californian. I wish I can tell you directions, but I don't think that I could describe it very well. But I think when we walked out past the gift shop, we passed Storytellers, we passed Napa Rose, and then we passed security, I want to say. No, not security. No security. We passed we turned a corner, and then I saw that they had the bar, and so I was asking them where I could find the donuts, and they were like, oh, it's in, and now I forgot what it's called, but it's another Craftsman type of restaurant, and it was all the way in the back, to where the pool entrance for the Grand Californian. I'm so sorry, you guys, if I'm messing this up for you and you can't visualize it with me. But there's another location, and it's basically kind of like a cafeteria style type of thing. And I didn't realize that because I've never been over there. And so I was absolutely fascinated when she told me, oh yeah, it's just kind of like this pickup kind of thing. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So when I walked in, I was like, oh, this is so cool. And when I walked in, that's when I saw the donuts, you guys. And I was like, oh, yay, they have them. And then they have a whole bunch of other deliciousness going on over there, guys. My goodness, it's a hidden gem. Be sure to go back there because, ooh, there were so many things. And there was food back there too. I wasn't interested in that. I just wanted the sugar. But so I got two versions of the donut. They had like a white donut and a chocolate donut. And these are more like the cake type of donuts. And then I got a cupcake. I got a mini cupcake that was Valentine's Day-ish. And we got some drinks and then we sat down and enjoyed our desserts. And it was really nice. It was super chill in there. Not a lot of people as well. And we all took turns sharing and trying all of these delicious treats. And they were very, very good, you guys. I think the only thing that I really didn't enjoy that much was the cookie. My favorite will always and forever be the Santa cookie, the Santa Mickey cookie from Main Street. Every cookie that I get after that, even though it should be the same, right? It's just sugar cookie with the chocolate. I don't know. Every cookie that I have that's not the Santa Mickey cookie just doesn't compare. So while we were there, I was texting my niece, knowing that there's no way she can resist coming all the way to Downtown Disney. And I was right. She was already in Downtown Disney. So I told her that I would meet her wherever she was, you know, if we weren't interrupting her and Jordan's plans, of course. And she was like, no, come meet us. And so we went and met her in Downtown Disney. They happened to have just gotten a couple of churros from the churro cart out there. I forgot which flavors they got. I want to say they had gotten some seasonal flavors. I'm not sure what they had. She did offer it to us, but, you know, we were already hopped up on sugar. So we got to hang out with them for a little bit, which was nice. I love my niece and I love Jordan so much. So it was really nice to get to see them before our Disneyland day the next day. So we hung out for a little bit and then decided that we were going to go to Disneyland. We're going to hop over to Disneyland and see what we could do over there. not really sure what we did initially when we got there, to be quite honest with you guys. I was looking through my pictures and the first picture I see, or it wasn't even a picture, you guys, it was a video. I am happy to report to you guys, I got my cold brew. I was so happy, you guys. I was so, so happy. So I know at one point I did order at Docking Bay 7. I actually ended up ordering food too. So me and Lewis ordered one of the kids' menu items. It has chicken with little macaroni and cheese bites in it. And we both ordered the same thing. I forgot what it's called. Let me look it up really quick for you guys, just in case you guys want to try it. It's really good. I don't think I've ever had anything I didn't like at Docking Bay 7. So, let's see. Okay, so we got the fried chicken tip-yip youngling meal. So it's crispy chicken, macaroni and cheese, and seasonal vegetables served with choice of small beverage. So that's what we ended up getting. Of course, I got the cold brew, so I didn't need the beverage. So I just passed that along to Charlie. And the seasonal vegetables that they usually give you are these carrots. And I love these carrots. I love cooked carrots. So that's what it came with. So that was really good. And everybody else wanted something from Hungry Bear. So after we picked up our food from Docking Bay 7, we walked over to Hungry Bear and found a place to sit. And my husband ended up getting that cheeseburger that me and Lewis got last time on our last trip. And then, of course, Alex Jr. got chicken tenders. Charlie didn't really want anything. He kept saying he wanted chips. And I could have swore there was a cart outside that had chips, and none of them did. So after I finished eating, I went into Pooh's Corner to see if I can find something for him to eat. And he wasn't really having anything that I found. So, but he was fine, guys. I swear. We feed him. And so we ate over there at the Hungry Bear, enjoyed our food. I enjoyed my cold brew, was very happy. And one of the things that Charlie had been saying he wanted to do all day, of course, was to ride Goofy's train, aka Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Every time I looked at it, it was broken down. And then the times that it wasn't broken down, we weren't able to ride it. So I kept watching it while we were sitting there waiting, and it wasn't working. So it finally did come back up at one point. So we gathered all of our stuff and we headed over to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. By the time we got over there, it was a 55-minute wait, but there was no deterring Charlie from waiting. And so we went there and we waited. We got in the queue, and as we were getting into, I forget which room we were in. We weren't in very far, you guys. They made an announcement that it was temporarily not showing any showings and that we were welcome to wait. So we did wait, it was so funny waiting in this queue, listening to everybody's phones playing the Super Bowl. I think at this point, the halftime show was going on. So I was surrounded by Usher playing in this queue. There was no music in the queue when the ride breaks down. The music in the queue doesn't really play. So We kind of waited there for a while, guys, and there came a point where I really needed to use the restroom, and they weren't letting anybody new in at this point. So I talked to a cast member, and they told me that it would be fine if I left and came back, and so that's what I did. So as I was coming back, they were actually letting people back into the queue, and I was like, oh no, are they going to let me go back in? And they did. They did let me go back in, but here's what happened. I'm walking towards the queue to get back in, and I'm already thinking, oh, crap. You know, I'm going to have to tell all these people that my family's up front, and I'm going to be one of those people, you know, and not really looking forward to that. As soon as I get to the door, a cast member tells me, oh, we're closing down the ride. We're not letting anybody else in. I said, actually, I went to the restroom and came back. My family's inside already. And she's like, okay, go ahead. So now, you guys, now I have to be that person where I'm just like, excuse me, sorry, my family's over there. Excuse me, sorry. And at this point, you guys, my family is all the way in the hallway right before you get to the theaters. So that was fun. I really wish I would have seen the cast member that told me it was okay that I went to the bathroom, because I would have been like, hey, help, get me to my family, please. But he was not there anymore. So so we stayed there And so just to reiterate the fact that the ride had broken down again. So we sat there waiting, and Charlie's doing pretty good. You know, he's doing pretty good for being a four-year-old and for waiting in line. And he really wants to get on this ride, you guys. He's like willing to ride it out. But now we are encroaching on, you know, over an hour of actually waiting for this ride to come back on. And we're just like, I don't think we can do this anymore. So we are convincing Charlie to go on the Honey Ride, which is Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. And somehow we have convinced him and we get out of the line. So we get out of the line and we head over to Critter Country and we get on Winnie the Pooh. And that ended up being the last ride of our night. And we headed back to our hotel at that point. And that was our day. That was our DCA day. It ended in a little bit of a disappointment, especially for Charlie. But I promise there is a happy ending the next day. It didn't go as smoothly the next day, but there is a happy ending. So we will talk about our Monday Disneyland day on the next episode. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. So next episode will be the conclusion of this trip report. So I'll talk to you guys all about Monday, February 12th, which was Cheryl's birthday and the day that my whole family was at Disneyland. And I'm so excited to talk to you guys about that. Don't forget, you can email me at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. Send me some feedback. Ask me any questions. Go ahead and reach out to me that way. Follow me on Instagram, magick_key_adventures. You guys, I'm almost to 500 followers. I'm so excited. I am currently, as of this recording, it is Saturday, February 24th, I am at 491 followers. As I mentioned in the episode, I did buy some prizes, so I'm so excited to be giving out some prizes. I have some pins and some keychains. So I can't wait to give out prizes and, you know, get to meet followers, you know, via you win a prize type of thing. Don't forget, I do have a buy me a cold brew feature on Instagram that just helps me pay expenses for the podcast if you're interested in supporting this podcast in that way. And guys, hopefully in the next episode, I will also have an announcement about some changes, some wonderful, amazing changes. So stay tuned. Be sure to listen to the next episode. So with that, you guys, I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.